Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear.
We lost the line. All we can do is pull back. All we can do is pull back up to the upper deck.
Police officers at the U.S. Capitol begging for help and clearly panicked as they are overwhelmed by a mob of pro-Trump extremists last month. House impeachment managers showing in some cases never-before-seen video taken from security cameras inside the Capitol. House impeachment manager Stacey Plaskett laid the blame firmly at the feet of one person.
President Trump put a target on their backs and his mob broke into the Capitol to hunt them down.
The in some cases never before seen video shows the mob threatening to kill both Vice President Mike Pence and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Both were evacuated from the U.S. Capitol January 6. So far, some 200 people have been charged in connection with the attack that claimed the lives of five people, including U.S. Capitol police officer. Cyber experts testified today U.S. government computers remain vulnerable to hackers as long as individual agencies all try to manage their own cybersecurity. NPR's Greg Myrie reports the congressional hearing comes in the wake of a major cyber breach blamed on Russia.
Chris Krebs was the high-level government official who said last year's presidential election was carried out securely, a statement that promptly got him fired by then-President Donald Trump. Krebs stands by that position, but he told the House Committee on Homeland Security that government computer networks lack adequate safeguards because, in his words, 101 federal agencies are all responsible for their own cybersecurity.
As of now, there are 101 different instances of email across the civilian agency. That's just not a defensive posture.
Krebs and other witnesses called for a single body to be put in charge of cybersecurity at all civilian agencies. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's top infectious disease expert says people with certain immune system problems can safely get vaccinated against COVID-19. NPR's Rob Stein has details.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says people with immune system diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and those with weakened immune systems should not avoid vaccination. Only vaccines made from live viruses are a concern for people like that. The COVID-19 vaccines are not made with live virus. And for people concerned that taking steroids or other immune-suppressing therapies will weaken the body's response to the vaccine, Fauci says that even a weakened response is better than not getting vaccinated at all. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has appointed a new CEO. The powerful pro-business group announcing Suzanne Clark will take over, effective March 11th. Clark, who's currently the organization's president, will become the first woman ever to head the post. She replaces Thomas Donahue, who served as CEO for 24 years. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 61 points. You're listening to NPR. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers celebrated their Super Bowl victory in a decidedly Floridian way with a boat parade. Mark Schreiner from member station WUSF has more on the waterfront party.
Players dancing shirtless, the Vince Lombardi trophy being passed from boat to boat, and Super Bowl MVP quarterback Tom Brady piloting his own $2 million craft were among the scenes on the Hillsborough River during the Bucs parade. Fans who brought their own boats out were kept at least 50 feet away from the team's flotilla. Thousands of people jammed sidewalks and parks along the route, many maskless despite a city order. The scene looked similar to the one following the Bucs' victory Sunday night when unmasked fans packed Tampa streets. The city had threatened violators with fines before the big game, but officials reported no citations had been issued as of Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Mark Schreiner in Tampa.
The Biden administration is putting on hold a deal brokered by the Trump administration that would have called for Oracle and Walmart to purchase a major stake in the popular online video app TikTok. That's according to a report in the Wall Street Journal, which says the move by the current administration comes after courts blocked efforts by the former president to ban the Chinese-owned app in the U.S. unless an American company took it over, citing national security concerns. The Biden administration says it's comprehensively evaluating the risk to U.S. data, including from TikTok, where it's putting on hold the deal by U.S. companies to take over the TikTok's U.S. operations. Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. Oil up 32 cents a barrel to end the session at $58.68 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.